From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Obama administration is condemning the exchange of weapons fire after Hezbollah fighters attacked an Israeli military convoy on the frontier with Lebanon. State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki says the U.S. is calling for restraint.
We urge all parties to refrain from any action that could escalate the situation.
Two Israeli soldiers and a Spanish peacekeeper were killed in the Hezbollah-Israel clash. Villagers in northeast Nigeria are reporting a new wave of Boko Haram attacks. They say dozens of people from multiple villages have been murdered in the past week, as well as houses, businesses, and mosques torched. Residents say that so far no troops have been deployed to protect them. The number of attacks reportedly has escalated as Nigeria prepares to hold elections next month. In the U.S. town of Rock Hill, South Carolina, today is a day of historical reckoning. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports civil rights protesters jailed more than half a century ago for a sit-in at a segregated lunch counter now have a clean record.
They were known as the Friendship Nine, students from Friendship College and an activist who sat down at the all-white lunch counter at McCrory's Five and Dime drugstore. 54 years later, they were back in a Rock Hill courtroom. Judge John Hayes accepted a defense motion to clear them based on the theory they were found guilty because of unjust segregation laws.
The defendant's convictions for trespassing in January of 1961 are vacated. Null, void, and set aside.
Hayes' uncle was the judge who sentenced the Friendship Nine to 30 days on the chain gang when they refused to pay their fines, pioneering a jail, no bail strategy used in the civil rights movement. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Rock Hill, South Carolina.
Things are slowly getting back to normal in Boston, one of the cities that bore the brunt of a storm that blanketed much of the Northeast this week. The city received more than 2 feet of snow over the last day or so. For member station WGBH, Craig LaMolt reports some flights have resumed at Boston's Logan Airport.
The first flight since the blizzard landed at Logan this morning from Indianapolis. Yi Chen Chang was on the plane and had been warned not to go to Boston because of the storm. But the landing wasn't so bad.
Pretty smoothly, you know. I was actually pretty panicked.
Ground crews at Logan have been working almost continuously throughout the blizzard to keep the airfield as clear as possible. There are still a lot of canceled flights today, though, since planes were kept away from Boston during the storm and now need to work their way back to the snowy city. For NPR News, I'm Craig LaMolt at Logan Airport.
Federal Reserve policymakers meeting in Washington have just concluded their meeting and did not signal any big change in monetary or interest rate policy. In its statement, the Fed's Open Market Committee reiterated that it can be patient when it comes to deciding when to start raising short-term interest rates. That phrase is widely interpreted to mean no increase until the summer. This is NPR News. The Jordanian foreign minister says his government is seeking proof from militants with the self-declared Islamic State that the pilot they captured is still alive. Jordan had said it would agree to a prisoner swap, the pilot for an Iraqi woman held prisoner in Jordan for hotel bombings in 2005. ISIS has threatened to kill the pilot, as well as a Japanese correspondent also taken hostage. Investigators in Spain have found the black box recorders from a NATO plane crash there. Lauren Frey reports from Madrid. They're also examining wreckage and transcripts of air traffic controllers' conversations.
Eight American airmen were among those injured in the crash. Nine French nationals died, along with two Greek pilots. More than a dozen others are still hospitalized with serious burns. They were all in Spain for a NATO training exercise in Albacete, southeast of Madrid. That's where a Greek F-16 fighter jet crashed shortly after takeoff, plowing into a line of planes parked on the tarmac. At least one of the French dead was a pilot in his own plane about to take off. Another was a French woman, an Air Force captain. Investigators are trying to figure out why the Greek plane lost power and apparently made a 90-degree turn before exploding into flames on the ground. Several other planes and helicopters were damaged. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.
The Food and Drug Administration is requiring makers of heart-zapping defibrillators to submit more data on the emergency care devices after years of recalls. Regulators say companies must now submit new testing data on battery life, adapters, electrodes, and other components. Dow is up 68 points. This is NPR News.